Let's, if I sort of finish by talking cricket, I mean, you guys, I presume you're supporting England in the Ashes?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Just give us your thoughts on the series so far. I mean, England obviously 3-0 up, but has it been a bit closer than that for you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, they should have lost a test.
Maybe two, because Trent Bridge was very close.
Got down to 14 runs or something.
Yeah.
You know, my prediction was 3-1, because I really thought Australia would win a test. So they haven't, and I think it will be 4-0 now, but Niels was 3-0. He predicted that they wouldn't win.
So I'm looking for some weather to come in, and then I might win.
Well, I think it's good. Both our predictions are pretty close, but I think 4-0 will be right, really, because England, without having to go into top gear, they have, you know, they've outplayed Australia, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think they just have that winning knack, you know, like a Manchester United or, you know, thank you.
Or a Liverpool, he was trying to say.
They know how to get over the line, and Australia just haven't quite got that knack together. But Australia are a better side than I expected, and I think most people expected.
Well, I think I remember we did a gig before it started in Nottingham, and I mentioned Peter Siddle as a joke on the stage, just in a jokey way. But he was in my head because Siddle is a really good bowler.
Yeah.
And he's not anything special, but he gets wickets.
Why don't they give him the new ball, though? I don't understand that.
Good question. Maybe we'll ask Darren Lehman that next time we get hold of
him. Well, you're at Cricket World. You tell me.
Come on, the ball.
I don't know. I mean, some bowlers just sort of prefer to use the older ball, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
I think he'd be devastating. He's so, you know, aggressive. But
it's the same argument we've had with Stuart Broad over the years. He didn't always used to take the new ball, and now he does. So I think perhaps they want to give it to their sort of young chargers, the Mitchell Starks or James Pattinsons, and then eventually Siddle will end up with a no ball because all the young guys keep getting injured.
That's true.
So, who's in the team now today? Is Wokes playing?
Yeah, Wokes and Kerrigan given their caps today. So England's sort of mixing it up a bit. Left-arm spinner, plays up at Lancashire.
Left-arm spinner, okay. I know about Wokes, obviously, but...
You mentioned that you guys are at Trent Bridge. Have you been able to get to any of the other games? And if so, what have been your real highlights of the series?
Yeah, we were at Trent Bridge, and then we saw a day at Lord's. And we didn't manage to get to either of the other two. I think, to be honest, my personal highlight was the first day at Trent Bridge.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. The red arrows flying over the ground was amazing.
Well, the cricket was pretty good.
No, but it was a great day. It was a great day in general because I loved that first day. That's definitely my highlight.
Yeah,
I think we were in a great spot as well.
Having said that, the second day, which you didn't get to,
no,
was when Mr. Agar popped up and knocked 99.
Absolutely, 98.
Was it 98?
It was 98, yes. A record nonetheless for number 11. Amazing.
I've never seen anything like it. And there wasn't a person in the ground who didn't want him to get those last two runs. You know, phenomenal. And, it was such great weather and the expectation was so high.
Yeah.
It was just a wonderful test match.
And I bought a gigantic sausage in a bat.
So you did.
That was a highlight as well. You bought fish and chips.
And I bought several jugs of Pimm's. And nobody else wanted any, so I got rather merry that day.
And the good thing is, you know, we're easygoing people and, you know, nice social people, and there was a lot of people coming up to us saying lovely things. A lot of people at Trent Bridge saying lovely things with the record and stuff, so a lot of pictures taken. So it was a really fun day. I think the first day, for me, I would agree totally, it was the best day.
And finally, guys, I think I've probably kept you long enough. Just give us your prediction for a match result or what we might see at the Oval.
Well, it's going to be a result.
It looks like a result, which is not good for my predictions, but overall. But I don't know. I have a nasty suspicion that Australia might pull one out of the bag.
Well, the Oval is we were talking about this earlier. I think we are probably good luck champs. The English game, you brought the weather again, they've won again. 2009 they won, of course, with the force record.
They're doomed next time.
And we saw the last day in the Oval in 2009 when they won it. So I'm predicting a win within 3 days for England, and we'll see the last day on Friday, and we'll see the win.
3 days?
Yeah.
Goodness me. That's that would be unusual for the O, but we'll see, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I wish you all the very best with the album, the tours, and everything else. Thank you ever so much for your time.
Thanks, John.
Thoroughly enjoyed that.